Good Erev Shabbos. Shkoyach to them for coming out on the first night again, Parshas Meigash. The only thing I'd like to mention is that next week is my father, Olav Hashalom's 18th Yahrzeit. So this shir should be the Divrei Torah that we say tonight should be Le'ilui Nishmasai, for Yosef Kam Ben Avram. And we should all... And the Libra Torah that we do tonight, and the food and the brachas, everything should be really nishmasai. So this week's Parshas Vayigash. One of the things that is a little bit mysterious in Parshas Vayigash is on the way after Yaakov finds out that Yosef is still alive at Techiruach Yaakov Aviam, he gets the message, the Agolos, Egla Rufa, whatever they were learning. He finds out that Yosef is still alive. And then he says, okay, it's time to make a trip down to Mitzrayim to make sure I see my son, B'terem Amos, before I leave this world. And he does something a little bit strange on his way down. Everybody, if you look carefully in the Pesukim, he's mafsik on his way down. It says, Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher loy. He gets his old entourage together. Vayizbach zvachim l'lekei aviv Yitzchak. And he's makriv a carbon to his father, to the God of his father Yitzchak. Last year we spoke about on this pasuk as well. This from here we learn the halacha. The one is chayiv not only to honor their parents but also to honor their grandparents. B'taras kibud avayim. Maybe it's a different halacha that was last year's shir. So now we'll focus on a different aspect. We're going to focus now on the fact that Yaakov was makriv karbanis. Why dafka now was he makriv a karban? Right? Well, it seems to be interesting that now Yaakov chooses of all times to be makriv a carbon. Not only that, Vayizbach Zvachim connotes a carbon shlamim. A carbon shlamim we know is not like a carbon ayla, right? Carbon ayla is kula kalim mizbeach, it's completely burnt in mizbeach. Carbon shlamim is bikur is kachim kalim, it's bikar nachal lebailim. The purpose of it is to eat from the carbon, from the kaihanim and the bailim. Why dafka carbon shlamim? Why dafka carbon at all? So the Ramban is ma'arich on this. The Ramban explains, and others along the similar path. The Yaakov Avinu, we know, represents from the Avos HaKadoshim, represents that which Klal Yisrael takes into Galus with them. This is basically the first Galus of the Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was going down to Mitzrayim. And he's going to... Here Hashem says to him, And Hashem is not just speaking, poetically that I'm going to take you down, I'm going to bring you back up. He's speaking very much in telling the fact that what was going to happen was Yaakov is taking his whole family into Galus. They're going to be in Mitzrayim for a long Shver Galus for 210 years, and only after that, and Yaakov Avinu basically represents from the Avos HaKadoshim this idea of going into Galus. And the Meshech Chochma talked about this Barichas Ayin Olav. And the Ramban says, so he's makriv karban shlamim, because shlamim makes shalom between us and Hashem. His mitzav kol ha'olamos has certain spiritual power to basically prepare the Klal Yisrael for the galus. As I state in Ramban. The Meshech Chochma, however, has a different take on this. And the goal really in the next few minutes is just to say pshat in this Meshech Chochma. That's really all I'm going to try to do tonight. Just to understand the Meshech Chochma. Mir Simcha says, why was the Yaakovinu was makriv a carbon shlamim now? He says, look at the Smichas HaParshias. What does it say right before? Vatechiruach Yaakov Aviam. Yaakovinu finds out that Yosef is still alive. Sharsal of Shechina. And the Meshech Chochma says like this. Vidasha Amru. Chazal say, the Gemara says in Mesech the Maikatam. But the Daf will get there, I guess, like a year from now. Tazvav and Beis. Kol Shiva, or a couple years from now. Right? Well, that's at the end of Seder Moed. Kol Shiva Einu Meshaleach Karbonoisav. The Loch is an Ovel, right? Someone who's Chas V'Shalom finds himself by Avelos. During the 7 days of Shiva, he's not allowed to send the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Just like a Mitzayrah can't send a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, an Ovel, Toichi Me'ah Shiva, cannot be Oisek in the Parsha of Shiloach Karbonos. He can't send a carbon on his behalf to the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that? Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Shlomim Bizman Shu Shalim. You can only be makriv a carbon shlamim, or alternatively, send a carbon shlamim on your behalf when you're in a state of shlemus, when you're in a full, complete state. And a person who's chas v'shalom experiencing the tzar of avelus is not in a proper state, he's not b'shlemus, he can't send a carbon. V'lachein, says the Meshech Chochma, B'shar shepirish benu Yosef, v'yis'abo av Yaakov kol yomim, right, v'yis'abo av no yom rabim, v'haya chaser, shepirish benu shechina, lehikiv karbonis. So Meshachachmas is a gaval de gazach. He says, all these 22 years, all this time that Yosef was separated from Yaakovinu was ba'avelos, v'yis'abo benu yom rabim, and Avil can't send karbonis, Avil's possible b'shalach karbonis. Kimts again, the Shechina, Sharslav HaShechina, Vatiruchi Ruach HaKav Aviyam, what's the first thing Yaakov Avinu does? He's Makav HaKarbon, because now, it's from him Paka V'Halacha, that Avil can't send Karbonis. So, I think, like, the Kash and the Meshach Chachma, like, is Baikas Me'ayla, V'Ayla Me'atzmai, it's a Medrash Pliya, this Meshach Chachma, what's he talking about? Have Eichel Matzino a Parsha of Avelis the last 22 years? Has anybody heard of such a thing? Right, unless you tell me that, maybe speaking homiletically, sounds like he's saying Al Pidin, that for these 22 years, Yaakov Avinu couldn't send a carbon.
Well, maybe he had no nechama because he never died.
But if he never died, then he wasn't an Avil either, right? Okay.
He couldn't have lived in a state of Avelis, otherwise he didn't learn for 22 years.
Right.
But he didn't know Asher Shechina either for 22 years because he was not the Simcha.
Right, but the Pasha of Asher Shechina, it's nine bimak of a carbon.
Now, is it any kind of carbon, or is it specifically a carbon shlomim?
Okay, so one could be mistopic on this. The Pasha, so we'll get to, now, so to try to say Pshan is Mesha Chachma, just a suggestion, we have to take a step back and learn up the Sugya of Avil Einu Mishalech Carbon Asher. So first of all, again, Lachari wasn't an Avil at all. It happens to be the Sephorno says that Kiba Latzmai Avelos. Dachin, according to Sephornoi, Avada, the Shir Avelos is not 22 years. But Yaakovinu, in some way, was Mekaba Latzmai, a longer period of Avelos because of the fact that he says, Me'en l'shmai divrei tanchumim, Kiba Lav Avelos, L'chol yamav, M'bnei she'ira takala yodai, she'shalach es'yosef alachav. He, in fact, The supporter says in Parshas Vayeshev, Yaakov blamed himself. Right, he was the one that was responsible for Yosef going down to his brothers in Shechem, and for that he was mekabel atzmai avelos. But still, it doesn't fully explain. In fact, just al derech mashal, the famous story, I think with the altar from Slabodka, yeah, that someone sent a letter to a talmid Slabodka yeshiva that there had experienced a patir from the Zion Krev. This is a true story, right? In his family. And there's a halacha called Shmua Rechaika. Shmua Rechaika means when a person doesn't hear about the death until 30 days after it happened. And if a person doesn't hear about the death until more than 30 days after it happened, there is no Nihug Avelos at all. That's the halacha in the Gemara in Ma'akatan, as I get passed in a Rambam in Shulchan Aruch. And the Reb Shlomo Le'eger, the Gilui Marsha, says on Shulchan Aruch, that's even true with Didan, that we paskin, the first Avelos is Daraisa. We'll speak about this hopefully more as the course this year goes on, if Avelos is Dairaisa or Dirabanan. But the Shlomo Le'eger says, even if we hold that Avelos is Dairaisa, it's the first day, there's still a halacha that calls man, you haven't heard about the Avelos, you don't have to be Noigit. And the Alto Sabak apparently held that this Bachar needs to sit and learn, couldn't have a Shiva. And he didn't tell him. It's a true story, yes?
Yeah.
What?
My Rebbe Sefer. I don't remember who it was, but.
Right, so you see from here again that Lachar, what?
Everybody knew that he died?
Yeah.
They got a letter.
They got a letter in the mail.
Oh, so they missed the
they didn't give the letter.
So they didn't give the letter in the Talmud, so you wouldn't be Noeg Avelos. So you just keep learning.
The letter only came anyway after Shiloh. After
Shiloh. Was it a telegram or something?
Uh-huh.
Somehow it was still Shaykh, the parish of Avelos.
I'm saying it was the first day of Jerusalem, so that was very.
That's how it passed in Shulchan Aruch. Rosh Shlomo Le'eger says this halacha of Shmur Rechaika is true even if you hold the first day of Avelos as Daraisa. That's what the Gilui Marsha says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Chari, you see from there that Hamil, you need a Petir to be an Avel, right? I'm saying that's obvious, but the fact, even such a situation where the person had a real emes of Petira and the Avelos was Paka from a Shmur Rechaika. The Chari, this whole Meshach Chachma, it's very, very hard to understand. Eino El Oimer Darsheni. So maybe we can say a pshat. Let's start with the Rambam. So again, the Gemara here says, "Ma'akatan the Avil Einu Mishalech Karbonis of Kol Shiva." The etz on this kash of the Meshach Chachma is really a kash on the Rambam as well. The Rambam says, "This is in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Parak Beis, where the Rambam deals with this halacha. Then Avil can't send karbonis." State in Rambam, Ha'avil inu mishalach karmanis of kol shiva. Vafilu yana itzim alavayna. V'chein ha-mitzayar inu mishalach karmanis of. A mitzayar can't send karmanis either. Avil ha-menuda, somebody who's benidui, right? We did this on Erev Hashanah, right? Vakish ha-tar v'ma'alaschem, right? That there's a concept called nidui, a person who's been excommunicated. So what's the halacha? The Rambam says, yesh boi safik, l'fichach imikriv alav nirtza. So the Gemara says, my katan, it's a sveka de dina, if a menu, the person who's been excommunicated, kimakar v'karban, and therefore if they were zarik alav es adam, if they made the zarik es adam in the mizbeach, b'diavad there's a rizui. So the Acharim Medak from the Rambam, that only by a menuda is there a ritzu b'diavad. But Abran Avel, kol shiva sayamim, if you were to send the karban, it's possible b'diavad. This whole Ram that says, l'fikach imikrivu lav nirtza, is only by a menuda. It's mashal from the Rambam, it's meduyuk in the Rambam. Then Avel, kol shiva sayamim, the karban is possible afilu b'diavad. Now let me ask you a question. Is Avelos daraisa kol shiva? What's the Rambam shita? The Ram, what? Well, the first day, exactly. The Ram is very clear in Parak Aleph Milchas Avah Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Asay Lis Avah Akroivim. There is a Mitzvah Asay Dairaisa Rachmana Litzlan to be Misabah Akroivim. The Ram continues. Avashah Shiva Enoi Dinatayr. Ve'en Avilos Minatayr Elabi Yamisha Milvad. Shehu Yamisa Yamakfura, right? The Tshuva Sarash learns in the Rambam. Then, in order to be Shpitz Daraisa, has to be that the Misa and the Kfura is on the same day. There's a famous Ran in the beginning of Mesechta Ksuvis. The Olam knows this from the Sugya Mesechta Ksuvis Taftal and Misha Tavcha Tavuach, of Pitoy Afu, the Sugya of Chasan Avel. That's where these things come up in the Rishonim there. The Tshuva Sarash learns in the Rambam. You have to have the Yamisa Kfura on the same day. If not, it's not Daraisa. That's a big afkamin al halacha, by the way. The Pischei Tshuva says that we know that the halacha is an avel on the first day of Avelos can't wear tefillin. So the question is that only for Avelos Yamishan Daraisa, or even for Avelos Yamishan Midrabbanon? The Pischei Tshuva says that this is not necessarily how everyone is knowing, but he says if you have a situation like most people, and Chutz Laaretz at least, where the Yom HaMis could be on one day and the Kavur is the next day, because that's not necessarily Avilos Daraisa, according to the Rambam, you should wear tefillin when you get home from the Beis HaKvaras. As I stay in the Pischei Tshuva in Yeredeya and Hilchas Avilos, again, you have to ask your Rav how we're Noik, but that is a Shita that comes out from this Rambam. Because if it were to be Yom Miso Kavur B'Yom Echad, then even we would be Maida, you wouldn't like tefillin on the first day. But if it's not on the same day, you wouldn't like to fill as I state in Pesachim in Yeredeya. But the Rambam is clear that the rest of Shiva is only the Rabbanon. The Rambam says, "Avol Shiva Seyamnisma." The Rambam says the rest of Shiva is only Avol Shara Shiva Einu Dina Torah. Where would we think it should be Daraisa anyway? The Rif actually Masechta Brachos brings from next week's parsha that Yosef was knowing on his father Yaakov. So there is such a shita in Rishonim of the Shita Sarif brings his Rabbi Yosef Shal Arif that Avilos Kol Shiva is Daraisa, but that's not the Shita Sarabba. The Ram says Avilos Yom Rishon is Daraisa, the rest is the Rabbanon. So, fact Mechas Chinuch, according to the Rambam Shita, that what Avilos Yom Rishon Alein is Daraisa, why is it that an Avil Kem Mishalach Kabaraisa of Kol Shiva Sayamim? And we said from the Rambam, Perak Beis Milchus Beis Mikdash, that's Ma'akev B'di'eved. Bishlam, if you hold Avilos Kol Shiva's Daraisa, says the Minchas Chinuch, like the Rif, I understand that it makes a Pasos Daraisa in the Karmel for all 7 days. But Lididan, that we paskin, that Nar, only the first day is Daraisa, how is it that there's an Iku B'di'eved in the Karban Kol Shiva Sayamim? Everybody got the Kasha? Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shlamach Dalet, leaves his Kasha B'tzarachi in Gadol, he doesn't give a teretz, as does the Karen Ira in Masechta the Maikatan and Daf Tezvav in the base. The MS is, I found that the Tosfos Rid in the small little green Sfarim, right, from the Rishon, from the Tosfos Rid, says that in fact that he thinks this Gemara goes according to Idul Ma'an Da'amar that Avilos Kol Shiva is the Raisa, or this Gemara is saying that's only true for the first day, and the other 7 days is the Kras Chachamim, and it's only Ma'akev B'di'eved the first day. So the Tosfos Rid says, according to him, that really only the first day is Ma'akev, and the rest of the Takas Chazal Midrabbanon is not appropriate to send a Karman called Shiva. So according to Tosfos Rid, it's gleich, it makes perfect sense. It's only Ma'akev the first day. But you can't say that for the Rambam. The Ram Dafka said it's not Maratza. No one said it's Maratza for a minuta. So maybe Chalakusha Mitaratz Chaverta. Maybe by answering the Rambam, we can then go back to answering the Meshach Chacham as well. V'yazoy. Rav Leib Malan Zechatzak Levracha, in Sefer on the Rambam, has a Merdeka Yisoy. And I said it's very chavad to me the Torah from Rav Leib. We try to say it over a few times in the Shiurim. Rav Leib Zakta Zoy. The Zalacha that an Einin can't catch him. What's an Einin? We're familiar with the concept of Aninus, unfortunately, from the Parsha of Avelis, Misha Mesa Muta Lathanav. Right, the third parak, Mesach the Brachas, where the Daf will get there and much sooner than they'll get to Mesach the Maikatan. It says that when a person's holding in the period between Misa and Kfura, that's called Misha Mesa Muta Lathanav. And that is Alacha that he can't eat meat, he can't drink wine. But that's really what we call Aninus Derabanan. What's an Einin D'Iraisa? The Pasuk says in Parshas Kisavai, Le'achalti Ba'Einin Miman, that an Einin can't eat from Maiser Sheni. Calls man that the mace is not buried. There's a halacha D'Iraisa that he can't eat Maiser Sheni. And he can't eat Kachim either. So there is, in addition to being a Takanas Chazal, that Misha Maiser Mutal Lefanov cannot be Oisek in certain things, i.e. Achilles Basun Shasias Yayin, that distract him from the Parsha of Kfura. There's a chalais da'iraisa of an einin that says the things that have to do with the parasha of simcha, like ma'aser sheni, b'sar shlamim, and kodshim, he can't be oisik in either. Reb Leib declared the following shiloh. What's the pshat that an einin can't eat from kodshim? Is the pshat that it's a din in the gavra, that he, part of the dinim of a gavra, einin include midrabanan, the obligation to be oisik in the kfura, and be d'iraisa, that he himself, it's not shaykh from the parsha of achila shlamim, or is it a din in the kachim themselves? Meaning to say, there's a psul in the chefza, the kachim are not nitan for an achila by an einin. L'may nafkamino, this sounds like a very nice question, but like, what does that really mean? So Rav Leib pointed out, there's the Mishnah Melech, in Hilchus Melachim, Parakimol, the following chiddush. We know an einin is not noig on Yom Tif. As I state in Rambam, that's based on the Gemara, that a person chas v'shalom, mishemes loy meis on Erev Yom Tif, he doesn't have a chance to be kaver meis before Yom Tif. He's not an einin on Yom Tif. Can he catch him on that Yom Tif? He's not an einin midrabanan. So the Rashi seems to say in Yuma that he can't catch him, even though aninus is not noig on Yom Tif, he still can't catch him. Why is that? Rashi says in Yuma, because he's tarer b'machshavta. He's tarred. He's oisik in it. He's fatracht. He's thinking about it. It bothers him. Satutin vei. He's not happy about it. But I don't understand. He begaver isn't noig the aninus on Yom Tif. So the fact that he himself feels something inappropriate, says Rav Leib, you see from here, that it passes the kachim. And Rashi there says more. Rashi says, there's halacha that kachim need to be in lamashcha, derach gdula. What is that halacha? What's halacha lamashcha, derach gdula? Rashi says in Pesachim, yeah. So this the Mishnah Melech brings Hilchos Avelos, but the Ram brings it in Hilchos.
Like
the Ram that which the Ram can't eat from Kachim, the Ram brings in Hilchos Hilchos Meister Sheni, Hilchos Meister Karbonis.
Doesn't bring Hilchos Avelos.
No, it doesn't bring in Hilchos Avelos. Stavka brings it. You see, it's in the Kachim. Yeah, Rav Leib brings the same Raya. And what's Lemashcha? Lemashcha, we know is that Kachim to be in a Meudik Eifen. L'mashcha v'gdula, they have to be in a fancy way. What the Gemara Chul explains, that kachim have to be eaten with chardo, with mustard, with beer, it has to be eaten in such a way, not, it doesn't actually say beer, but ketchup, right? Has to be eaten in such a way that is batamt, it's tasty. But this halacha, l'mashcha, l'char has everything to do with the kachim and not the person. In fact, Rashi says, achirish m'sachim, andaf pevav, that we find this halacha that Karm Pesach is nachal al-asoiva, right? Eim after nachar Pesach afi koymin. Because the last thing you're supposed to eat by the night of the Seder is the Karm Pesach. Why is that? Rashi says the Rashash does not like this, but as I state in Rashi, Eim after nachar Pesach afi koymin, she nachal al-asoiva, she kein choyvas kol ha-karbonus kedekai melon, lemashka lugdula, kederach sham lochim oichdin, ein niftarim ayde afi koymin. So Rashi seems to say this halacha that Karm Pesach has been al-asoiva, which is clearly a tzura and the achilas kachim, and nothing to do with the person, is also nichla on this halacha of the mashcha. So you see clear from Rashi, this you said, Rav Leib is mechiach, not from this Rashi, but from these Maramakaimis, that this that we find, the Einin Keni Ephraim Kachim, is not a din necessarily in the Einin as a person, but it's a din in the Kachim. The Kachim of Halacha, that's not Nitat Lacha Baninus. One of the Rais, again, that even on Yom Tif, where the Aninus is not Noig, you can't eat from the Kachim because there's a Psul of Lamashcha. He's fatrach, he's tarred, as I said in Rashi, Yumadaf Yadalid. And Rashi explains in Pesachim what that means is that there's a din that the kachim have to be in an oifen of gedula. That's what lemashcha means, and that's clear din in the kachim. And oinin, it makes a pass in the kachim, not just the person. But that might be true. According to this, maybe one can say that's exactly chal of kidroi. That's all true when it comes to halacha of an oinin not eating bakachim, or maybe an avil not eating from kachim either. But this halach of havasa karbanus is not a din in the kachim. It's a din in the mensch. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Lashon of the Gemara is shlomim bizman shu shalim. Rashi explains there in my katan and daf tesvav. What means bizman shu shalim? Lashon Rashi is tesvav and beis. Shlomim bizman shu shalim bidaitoi. Shedaitoim Yusheves Olav. That if a person, if it's on Yishev Adas, if a person is lacking in Yishev Adas, then he as a gavra is not right to send the carbon. The Marikorkus on the Rambam says even more beferish. He says there the Rikorkus explains in the Rambam, what's this halacha? Then Avil can't send a carbon kol shivas ayamim. So the Rikorkus. He says there, Mishami Shlomo Mashkasa Rabbeinu, the Lav Dafka Einin, not like the Tosfos read, Lav Dafka the first day or an Einin, Shekevan Shatamu, Mibne Shekshu Sholem, maybe, Dainu Sholem Bedaita Shanda Mishavas Alav, Veloikshu Atevu Mitzdair. But not when he's sad or upset. Kol Shiva Yame Evla Mitzdair. Vu'eno shalim, the shiva lehespin. He says, because you're Isaac in a hespin the whole 7 days, the whole shivas hayamim, you're bitzar. So even according to this, we can say beautiful pshat in the Rambam. Why is it the Rambam says there's a psul of shiluach kabbalas called shivas hayamim? Avada givis, it's true, shivas derabanan. Avada, it's true that avilas yomishon is nor dairaisa. But the tsar that he feels, that which we say is not bishlemos, that it's a tutin vei, he's upset. And Isaac Behesme called Shiva Sayamim. That's true. Begavra on the person the whole time. So even if it's true that the Nihuge Avelus, sitting on the floor, not learning Torah, not taking a shower, not being Shalom Shal Chaveroi, that's all Midrabanan. But they're still on the Gavra, the Batsmusoi, he's Bitsar, he's Shar Bitsar, Shar Me'evloi. He himself is not Bishlemos. And the tznai in Shiluach HaKarbonis is that the gavra, the person, has to be b'shlemos. And that's exactly the chiluk between Achilas Kachin Baninus and Shiluach HaKarbonis Ba'avelos. Achilas Kachin Baninus, Dr. Blaib, is a din in the Kachim. Abrazog Ich, Shiluach HaKarbonis is a din in the mensch. It's a din in the person, b'matzavai. And that's why it's two different drushes. We learn from one halach of Lemashcha Ledula. That's a din in the kachim. That's aninus can't eat from kachim. It's still felt. It's felt in lamashcha. Lachalti b'ani manu. It's felt in the simchas hakachim. But the Gemara is a completely different drasha as to why I can't send karbanos kol shiva siyam. Why is that? Bizman shu shalim. Someone asked the question if it's only unlimited to karban shlamim. The Rambam says ha'avah ainu mashalach karbanos kol shiva. But it would make a lot of sense if you want to be mistapik and say it's limited to shlamim. I don't have a raya that had it one way or the other. If I have a raya, if I care from the Rambam, the Gemara, but one could, what?
Kol
Karbonos is Lashon Gemara. But one could understand, Ken Farshtan, and why it would be limited to Shlomim, because that's really where it's a spitz. Shlemus,
yeah.
It's the absolute Shlemus is most acutely felt. Maybe according to this, we can say at least the Tchilas HaDvarim to explain the Meshach Chachma as well. What's the Meshach Chachma saying? There's no such concept of avails for 22 years. It doesn't actually exist. But this idea, at least according to Sipurim, the Kabbalah of avails, that it was shari bitzar, that it was felt in his shlemos, that it wasn't shaykh in the parish of Shiluach Karbanos, maybe even without the actual formal nihugi avails midaraisa, even, we'll say even more mechudesh, without an actual misa, without an avilus mamish, but this matzav, he's not shalim, there wasn't shaykh Yaakov Avinu, the requisite shalim to be makav a karman to be shalach karbonaisav, yitachin, if it's not just meant homiletically, if it's not just meant poetically, yitachin that was chal by him, kochav beishana. So again, just the chazar over. What we learned tonight and what we were bothered by, the fact that Yaakov Avinu brought a karban when he was going down to Mitzrayim, we don't necessarily understand why. The Ramban explains because the fact that Yaakov Avinu was about to enter the Golus and the Karban Shalom was the most appropriate way to prepare Klal Yisrael for the Golus, right? The Meshech Chacham actually says Yaakov Avinu was Mesakin Tefilas Arvis because that's the Tefillah of the Golus Batzem, right? B'maru Salayla, Ayin Alav. However, the Meshech Chachma says that Yaakov Avinu was Pasuk Me'er Shechina. He lost the Shechina because of the fact that he thought Yosef was gone. And L'Shash Lav Shechina Kolchav Be'Shana. Once the Shechina comes back, this halacha that then Adal Inim Shalach Karban Yosef went away from him, and he could be Makriv a Karban once again. And we were Metama. Hayitachin that such a thing of a Parsha of Avilus for 22 years doesn't make sense. Such a thing doesn't exist at all. Zois va'oid, we find that by somebody who actually had a ptira, so zayin that he didn't actually hear about the actual misa until after the fact, he's not noig avilus at all, even if you're all avilus in mishin d'oraisa. And we mentioned the story from the altar from Slabodka. To try to answer the Meshech Chachma, we explain a yesoid from Rabbi Seinu, that that which we find, that achilas kachin ba'aninos, there's a concept of aninos d'oraisa and is d'rabanan, right? Aninos d'rabanan is that which we say that Misha Misa Mutal Afanav, he can't be Isaac in Achilas Pasu Shisiyas Yayin because it's mafsik him from this Askus Bekvura. But there's also Nius Daraisa, he can't eat from Isar Shane, he can't eat from Kachim. We explained that which we find that you can't eat from Kachim, Mi Daraisa, is not so much a din in the person, but it's din that the Kachim Batsmusam require a matziv of Gedula, of the Mashcha, like the Rashi says in Psach and Rashi says in Yuma. Even on Yom Tov, when Aninus is not Noig, he can't eat from Kachim Midaraisa because it's the felt in the Lamashka from the Kachim Alein. Aber Avel in Mishalach Karbanoisav is not a din in the Kachim, it's a din in the Avel. And we explain based on this to Shita Rambam, that even according to the Rambam, that Avilus is only Midarabanan Kol Shiva Sayamim, only Midaraisa the first day, not like the Mechaschinus, to answer the Mechaschinus Kasha in the Rambam, how could it be that it's Chal Psul Nashlich Karbanos Kol Shiva Sayamim? That's because what? Because Bats Musa is it's Paka from the Din Shlemos, like the Rikorkus explains.
Because the Rabbanon is fearing Zachshiva. So
yeah. Because Midr Rabbanon is fearing Zachshiva.
From the Shlemos Deraisa.
Right, and he's being Oisip has because Shiva Sayamim.
But is it even if you, let's say there was no Rabbanon, let's say you just felt it.
The Mice is called Shiva, he's in Shiva.
What I'm saying is that is.
So yeah.
So if you can't say an emotional stress you made a Kabbalah, it's not going to be Chal.
Right.
Since now this is considered Shiva.
Right, that's
not a Kabbalah.
Right, right. So if that because there is a matzav of formal Nihugi Avilus Midr Rabbanon, so it can Shtalta Chapsul Midaraisa. I'm saying according to this we can explain, maybe a Tachas learned to explain the Meshech Chachma, especially according to Sipurno's Mamash Mekabel of Avelos. Again, it's not just that he was sad. Like Louis Hay.
With Yaakov, you know, there was no formal.
Didn't have the
Shechina. But with Yaakov. If a person was really, really depressed, he just lost his job, and everything's going wrong for him, he's having a really bad day. It's not about Misa.
Lachara
not. That he would not be able to.
Lachara not. Lachara, I don't have a right to say that.
But Yaakov Avinu, because he was knowing.
No,
he was having a really bad day.
But the absence of the Shechina is a.
It was a knowing of enough they couldn't have
Shechina. Yeah.
That's not a Derbana, that's not a form of halacha.
No. No, Nevuah is a real thing.
But did Shechina leave him because. And therefore he was in Avelis, or he put himself in Avelis, and therefore the Shechina left him.
But I'm saying, him putting himself in Avelis is like, you see, it's a shtick Avelis. That's what the Sipurna says.
In Avelis because the Shechina left? No, the Shechina left him because he put himself in Avelis.
The Avos, them being Misakin on themselves is like the Derabanan on themselves.
Yeah, again, it's not really...
But it wasn't Avelis.
I know, this doesn't really explain how it could last for 22 years.
Really, really bad day.
No.
Maybe he shouldn't bring
his Avelis. He was, the Sipurna says he was not Avelis.
As long as you want.
Yeah.
Right now you can't, but then there's no.
Yeah. So Mirtz Hashem. Right. Mirtz Hashem, we should not be. We should only. This thing should be hooked from the Shicha. Mashiach should come.
Amen.
We should know from these dinim at all.
Amen. Amen.